Chapter 5. There are no lightsabers in Vegetopia. Gretel is still comforting her brother. "Don't worry," I say. "Will you help us find our way home?" she asks. "We'll help you," I say. But what I really mean is we'll help them find the cake house and not their actual house. "But how?" Gretel asks, narrowing her eyes at me and taking her brother's hand. "I would like to know a specific plan." Why am I not surprised? I also like to always know a specific plan. Too bad I don't have one right now. "Let's walk that way," I say, pointing forward. In the original story, a bird shows them the way to the cake house, so all we have to do is find the bird. I hope that bird isn't the same bird that protected the fence. No, it can't be. This bird tries to help the kids, right? I look up in the air. There are a lot of birds, but none of them are tweeting at us. "So where are you from, anyway?" Gretel asks. "Are your parents worried about you being out in the forest by yourselves, or did they drop you off here like ours did?" "Neither," I say. Jonah snort laughs. "Right now, our parents are so mad at us, they probably would drop us off here." "Do you get in trouble a lot?" Hansel asks Jonah. "We do. Yesterday, we got in trouble for not bringing in enough firewood. Our stepmom is always mad at us about something." "Oh, we get in trouble all the time," Jonah says, nodding. "If I don't put away my toys, my parents flip. My mother took away my golden ball just because I broke a lamp. And so what if I leave my remote-controlled robot on the living room rug? Big deal, right? And I wasn't allowed to get a new lightsaber after I left mine in the yard and it got ruined by the rain." He shakes his head. "It wasn't my fault it rained." Hansel stops walking. "A remote what? And what's a lightsaber?" "I guess you haven't seen Star Wars," Jonah says. As Jonah tells Hansel all about his toys, I check my watch again. Another 19 minutes have passed at home. It's 3:30 a.m. in Smithville. We've got to move it. "How many toys do you have?" Gretel asks Jonah. "Lots," my brother says. That's true. Our closets are overflowing with them. "You too?" Gretel asks me. "Well, I don't play with toys like I used to," I say. I feel a little uncomfortable, but I'm not sure why. "But I have a lot of fun stuff in my room, like a jewelry box and books and Legos and arts and crafts." "Your room?" Gretel repeats, stopping in her tracks. "What do you mean?" "My bedroom," I say. Has she not heard of a bedroom? "Where I sleep." "I don't have one of those," Gretel says.
"Me neither,"
Hansel adds.
"You're lucky," Jonah says. "We have to clean our rooms every night before bed, and then we have to wake up early to go to school."
"What's school?" Hansel asks.
"Is that where you go to buy food?"
No, Jonah says. "We buy all our food at the supermarket.
You know, huge store, tons of food. Costco is the best. They give out samples, like little dogs in a blanket."
"Pigs in a blanket," I say, "not dogs."
"They're little hot dogs. They should be called dogs in a blanket."
I roll my eyes. "I know you think so, but they're not. Can you answer my brother's question?" "What's school?" Gretel asks. "It's where we go to learn," I say. "Math, reading, geography."
"We have to go for 7 hours a day," Jonah says with a small groan. "All the kids go. You don't go to school?"
"No," Gretel and Hansel say simultaneously.
"We do chores all day," Hansel says, "and get in trouble from our stepmother when our dad is out." "We got in trouble last night because we didn't finish all our vegetables," Jonah says, "and then we weren't allowed to have dessert. They make us eat our veggies every night."
He makes a face and sticks out his tongue.
"Even ketchup can't make spinach taste better, or peas."
"Nothing can," I say. I actually like some vegetables, but I hate peas. So squishy. Gretel's mouth is open. She's staring from me to Jonah and back to me. Wait, you get vegetables every night? Of course, Jonah says. Don't you? They shake their heads. Lucky, Hansel says. Lucky? Jonah asks. Are you kidding? I think about everything we've said. Everything we have. Everything they don't. My cheeks heat up. She isn't kidding. Her family is really poor. According to the original story, Hansel and Gretel were lucky to eat a small piece of bread a day. We must sound like spoiled brats. I poke my brother in the shoulder. I'm not kidding, Gretel says. We never get vegetables. But we saw a bunch of veggie plants, Jonah says. Who do they belong to? No one knows, Gretel says, but the fence is high and it's protected by a horrible bird. It must be really hard to live in a town called Vegetopia with lots of vegetable fields when you can't have any vegetables. We are lucky, I say. Gretel nods. We're not. We're lost. You'll get home soon, I tell her. You really will. I really hope so, anyway. Where is that bird? How are we going to find the cake house? Jonah pauses next to a tree. Maybe I should climb it and see if I can spot the cake house? I give him a look. He wasn't supposed to mention the cake house. We made them think we were helping them find their way home. What cake house? Gretel asks. You know someone who bakes cakes? No, I say. We just heard there was a house made out of cake in these woods. Gretel starts laughing. A house made out of cake? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. No, it's the yummiest thing you've heard, Jonah says. Gretel rolls her eyes. No, I definitely mean the dumbest. Come on. It's not dumb, I say. Humph. 1 minute Gretel is nice, and the next she's not exactly sugar sweet. Trust me, Gretel says, flipping her wavy brown hair behind her shoulders. If there was a house made out of cake in these woods, my brother and I would have eaten it a long time ago. There would be nothing left, Hansel adds. Not a crumb. We're telling you, there's a cake house, Jonah says. Let me just give the tree a quick climb to see if I can find it. He jumps up on the tree and looks out. Well, I ask. Don't see it, Jonah says. Maybe you've climbed a few too many trees and fallen on your head, Gretel snaps. Nope, she's not that sweet at all. More like sour. Although, maybe I'd be like that too if my parents abandoned me in the forest. Twice. It's going to get dark soon, Gretel says. I look at the setting sun. Maybe that's the problem. In the original story, the bird only came to them in the middle of the night. And the sun here is still setting. It's about 8 p.m. We're too early. Who knows where the bird is right now? He could be on the other side of the forest. I glance at my watch again. It's 4 at home. We have only 90 minutes here before our parents wake us up back home. What are we going to do? If only I had super vision and could see through the trees, or super smell, then I could smell the cake. Wait a second. I don't have super smell, but I know someone who does. Prince, I say. Woof, woof! Jonah, take the lollipop out of your pocket and give it to Prince. But I'm saving it! Jonah, do it! Fine, he grumbles and takes it out. He puts it under Prince's nose. Smell it, Prince. Take a good sniff. He gives it a lick. Good enough. Now, do you smell anything like that out here? Do you smell candy? He cocks his little head to the side. Then he sniffs the air. Once, twice, three times. He gives out a bark and sets off between two trees. He caught the scent! I exclaim. Follow that dog!
Give me back that lollipop! Jonah hollers. It's still good! Jonah, Prince licked it. Yeah, so? You're disgusting, I say, but toss it to him as I run.